Thank you.
I want you all to suffer.
We are back in open session. And again, we are on section 3, item number 7. So whoever would like to carry on with another motion. We're not, we just hang out.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we find a violation of 322232 number 12 as it relates to the training of staff and sufficient safety protocols. Is that the appropriate reference or go?
We need a rule.
You need a rule. That would have to be a rule.
Okay. There is a rule on safety. Okay. There's one that relates to, I believe, to safety, and I don't know that it's in the rules as much as, and I may have cited the wrong code section. The responsible vet is.
That's in the statute.
That's in the statute, okay. And that would be 2233. Okay, got it. I've referenced this before in previous ones, I think.
Okay.
And which one under that? Oh, there it is, 5. Okay. Madam Chair, I withdraw my previous motion and move we find a violation of 322274A5, failure to maintain veterinary medical supplies, controlled substances, and surgical and other equipment in a safe, efficient, and sanitary manner. Does that sound appropriate? No?
Still not? I don't know. It's not working.
That is not what them.
What would be the facts to
Tracy, what do you, it was like you're always so good at knowing all this, not to put you on the spot here.
Unless you believe it's a 5011.
I mean, ultimately, you're increasing the level of penalty on the responsible vet, which is what Dr. Wright is saying should not be done. And we already had a letter of concern regarding the training and the qualifications of the staff that worked there, which falls directly on the responsible vet. Even if you thought that Dr. Toomey was still responsible for this, the training and the education of the technicians falls on the responsible vet.
Correct. So, okay, so
I don't know where we're going with this.
Okay, R311-5015. Reads, a responsible veterinarian employed by a partnership, corporation, or individual that is not licensed by the board shall ensure that the veterinary judgment and responsibility of each veterinarian employed by the partnership, corporation, or individual is neither influenced or controlled by the partnership, corporation, or individual to the detriment of an animal.
That's just saying it's not being controlled by the corporation. That's not saying they're trained. I hear you, Jane, because we've been through this a million times over the years, that there is not one that fits this, and it sucks. But that's why I did it as a letter of concern, because ultimately, there isn't a violation, and the concern is this staff was not properly trained. There were not appropriate protocols in place to prevent this from happening, and that falls to the responsible vet, no matter who was the one that actually had the case at the time.
And as I recall from Mr. Lohe telling me at a previous meeting, we can't go for violation of a definition.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Responsible veterinarian means the veterinarian who is responsible to the board for compliance by licensed veterinary premises with the laws and rules of the state and the federal government pertaining to the practice of veterinary medicine and responsible for establishment of policy at such premises.
It's definition.
Yeah,
not a violation.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're looking at the responsible veterinarian, you really do have to look at 32.2274. And you know, unfortunately, it's not that.
I'm determined to find it.
I still go back. Can I make my motion again and just change the wording of it?
Yes.
So I would make a motion in 2407 that we dismiss the case and find a dismiss the case and issue a letter of concern specifically with regards to the training of technicians and the policies and practices that are in place to prevent something like this from happening in the future.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion.
Switching of the tubes to prevent the switching of the tubes from happening again in the future.
Thank you. Okay, any further discussion? Just want to say, I feel like there are just no winners in this situation. That's why this one is really tough. So, but let's go ahead and vote. Do you want to do roll call or just do voice?
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Nay.
Dr. Wright?
Nay.
Motion carries.
All right. The board has voted to dismiss this case and issue a letter of concern. This concludes this matter. Dr. Madison, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. This concludes this informal interview. Thank you all for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.